Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Soft and warm. You're locked on Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
And welcome back to Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville, presented by Stockton Mortgage. You know, Mike, yesterday we talked about the Cat's Paws Kentucky Basketball Yearbook. And what a great publication it is. Daryl Bird sent us a copy, but it's got, especially if you're a Kentucky fan, it talks about the team and about all of, there's individual write-ups on each player, and then there's a scouting report on all the teams that Kentucky plays. It covers high school boys, high school girls, the UK women. There's a page or two for every other college basketball team in the state of Kentucky, and I've been fascinated with this publication. And one thing that I saw that I think is very interesting is you played 81 games in your UK career.
Yep.
You missed two games because we played 83.
I tore my finger up.
And you missed two games with that?
Yep.
I didn't remember that it was two games. I remember the injury. I didn't remember it was two. Was that, what year was that?
Our junior year. Yeah.
But you played 81 games in your college career. And here are the six people that are directly in front of you on the career scoring list, okay? Here's how many games they played. 120, 127, 105, 133, 98, and 127. these people played 50 more games than you did and are barely ahead of you on the career scoring record at Kentucky. I thought that was very interesting.
And you're at the top, and you played 83, and everybody else behind you has played a lot. It's very interesting how things have changed.
Yeah. Let's see. 83 for me. Kenny Walker is second. He played 132. Jack Givens, 123. Keith Bogans, 135. And Tony Delk, 133.
God, 100. Man, 50 games difference. Wow. I hadn't really looked at it that way.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You know, the other thing thumbing through this, here's something else I didn't know. Do you know there were 15 coaches at UK, 15 basketball coaches at UK before Adolph Rupp was hired?
I didn't. You brought that up to me. I did not know that.
15. And almost every one of them, let's see, there were the first coach coached seven seasons. Then almost everybody else only coached 1 year. They must not have been able to find anybody who wanted to coach it at UK. There was one guy, Alpha Brummage. Alpha, that's a great first name.
Old school.
Alpha Brummage coached 2 years. George Burchight coached 5 years from 1920 to 1924. Johnny Maurer coached 3 years from 1928 to 1930, and then Coach Rupp 42 years from 1931 to 1972. But there were 15 different UK basketball coaches before Coach Rupp got there.
That is amazing.
This book is great.
It is.
$16. If you're a Kentucky basketball fan, not just the University of Kentucky, but a Kentucky basketball.
It's got high
fan.
School. It's yeah, got colleges.
It's got a rundown of each region, each high school region in the. It's 300 pages long. It's really good.
And in there, it's got an article on Jeff Shepard's son, Reed.
Yep. Yeah, that, I talked there. We didn't mention that. It's got a recruiting section.
Yeah,
recruiting
yeah.
section in it. And
well, you know, that Reed Shepard recruiting is going to be very interesting. He'll be a junior. And from all sources that I've talked to, the kid can play. I mean, this is not something where Calipari says, okay, your dad and mom played here, we're going to give you a scholarship.
Right, you play at some school in Kentucky and you got a shot at Mr. Basketball because you're averaging 20 points a game. This kid went on the national scene this summer and showed he can play with anybody.
Yeah, he did. And that's absolutely what you want to see. You don't want to see someone get a scholarship because of some connection. You want this kid to play. So where he goes to school is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
He's got everybody in the country after him.
And I think you can put Wagner, who's the number one prospect in that class, I think you can put him in the same conversation. And from what I'm hearing, Kentucky might have the inside track on both of them.
Would be interesting. Recruiting is always interesting. And now we have, all the other options, the overnight league, the G League, Europe, whatever you want. So you can't look at the top of that list necessarily and say they're all recruitable.
Right.
They're not all recruitable.
But I would say, given name, image, and likeness now, that gives the schools at least a fighting chance. I mean, when you could go to the G League and make $500,000 a year as opposed to going to college, that was pretty stiff competition, especially for the top programs. I think now name, image, and likeness puts them on equal level playing field anyway.
Yeah, and the other thing that I've always wondered are these numbers, and we know how this goes, just numbers they picked and they sound good. Does a guy really make $500,000 playing in the G League? Does he really? That's what I want to know. I mean, that sounds good. They can say what they want. But, of course, I guess they don't have to divulge if they don't want to.
I think there's a rule. I think it's all right to lie in the G League. I think that's in their bylaws.
I mean, it's just it's crazy. Because the G League or the overnight league, they don't have that other income you were talking about.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
Have you ever been to a G League game?
Absolutely not.
You haven't?
No. Now, wait a minute.
They can't draw. There used to be one just outside of Denver. I don't even remember the circumstance that I attended. Maybe we'd had an injury and we're looking to bring a guy up on a 10-day contract or something. But you can't. No, you're absolutely right. You can't draw two dead flies to a G League game.
And here's a funny. You'll get this funny story. When I was with, I don't know, maybe the Bucks or Charlotte. I can't remember.
When you were scouting?
Scouting. And the Fort Wayne, I think the Mad Ants. Now, this goes back before the G League. It goes back before the G League. When Isaiah Thomas bought the league and then ran it in the ground, and they revived it. Well, there was a guy up there that, for whatever reason, the club had an interest in. So I flew up there. I think I was with Charlotte then. And I flew up there, middle of the winter, snow everywhere.
Fort Wayne.
Okay? So I have to see him play twice, and there's 2 days off. So there's no sense me flying back, right? So I stay up there in a Holiday Inn where the snow is 3/4 up. I got a ground floor room. Snow's 3/4 up on my window. Dan, I had to spend like 3 or 4 nights there. I'll never forget it. Watching. And you're right. There was like they had cannon practice shooting in the ball game because there's nobody there. They just shot cannon.
Could the kid play?
I can't remember. The experience was something I remembered. After you see them once, you forget about them. But they were the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, I think. So.
Oh, man.
What do you think about, before we get into our Dirty Dozen,
right?
Either this half hour or the next. What do you think of this Heisman race? I mean, the top guy coming in, he is now playing second fiddle.
Yeah, he's not. He didn't get a snap in the last Oklahoma game. That you talk about falling from grace. I mean, the other kid's unbelievable. He can. He's a true freshman.
And now people are talking about him
in the Heisman talk. I don't know. But, you know, I said a couple weeks ago, I thought Ritter had as good a shot as anybody because he's a winner. I mean, he's got the statistics to back up a Heisman, but, you know, he's winning these games. The way he brought that team back against Indiana, I think he has to be in the conversation. He probably doesn't get it because
he plays
for Cincinnati.
But, I'd vote for him.
But this thing is wide, wide open. I mean, did I see Bobby Matt Corral?
Matt Corral is
out this week.
Maybe they're saying it's not looking good, so it's definitely possible he does not play.
Okay,
he's tied right now for win odds with Bryce Young at +200.
See, I like Matt Corral, and I think he's going to be a good pro. Young, the young kid from Alabama. You could say his numbers, his passing, are better than Ritter's. But Ritter's team's undefeated. They run the table.
Yeah.
It's because of him and his leadership.
And Ford.
And Ford. I was going there next. I think they have two Heisman candidates.
Which will hurt them.
Which will hurt.
Yeah, divide the vote.
But they're getting so much attention, and they're playing on a big platform now. It's just like when Kentucky went through that, tried to go 4-0 and win the championship. I mean, it was like, okay, we started this season November, won games, kept winning in December. First of the year, Dan, we had little tents of people following us, news people, sports writers.
Not 4-0, 40-0, right?
40-0, yeah.
Yeah.
When we started the season, there was a little tent that followed us around, you know, and they all were in there, all nice people. By the time we got to January, that tent got bigger. Time we got to February, I mean, there were people flowing out the sides. There were guys following these players to class to talk to them and talk to their friends in class. So Cincinnati, in a shorter season, 12 games, you know, the pressure on those kids is, but it's a great story. If they can pull it off, it's a great story.
Absolutely. So, Bobby, who comes after Mackerel and
then you have C.J. Stroud of Ohio State at +800, and then the drop-off is significant because you have Kenneth Walker, who's the lone running back in the top five, at +1400. And then,
is he the kid at Oregon?
No, he's at Michigan State.
Michigan State, I'm sorry.
And then, that was the guy last Friday. Crean tried to tell us his name was Kenny Anderson. Remember?
Yeah.
No, he was talking about
that hurt me a little bit. That he doesn't know who Kenny Anderson is, apparently.
Yeah.
Crean.
No.
Yeah, he should know who Kenny Anderson is.
Well, and you know, don't throw stuff out there. I mean, this is a respectable radio show. Yeah. Don't just, you know, if you don't know the answer, just don't throw something out there. I mean, the guy's name is Kenneth Walker, and he called him Kenny Anderson.
Well, Crean was excited and a little high because he won all that money on your horse, you see. So he got a little confused.
Yeah.
But excitement of winning on Thursday on your horse has got to him.
Mike, he called the guy Kenny Anderson. His name's Kenneth Walker. That's not even close.
No, it's not.
A, top of the alphabet, W, top of the bottom.
All right.
Who else?
All right, and then the two guys you've mentioned are tied at +2,000. Desmond Ritter of Cincinnati,
right.
And Caleb Williams is now entered the conversation at +2,000. The Oklahoma replacement quarterback.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The Ford kid didn't get a sniff from Cincinnati. The running back.
No, Ford's not even on here. Yeah. Not even on here.
He reminds me. I don't know how tall he is, but he's got he's a power runner like Chubb, and like last night with Derrick Henry. Yeah. I don't know if he's as big as those guys. Chubb's not a real big guy. Henry is. But this kid Ford, I want to tell you what, I think he's going to be in the NFL for a while, barring injury.
What do you think you could buy one of those $150 Rattler signatures for right now?
I think you could buy all of them for about a dollar.
Hell, it's probably not worth the paper it's printed on.
Oh, good one.
At this point.
I like that.
But, you know, that will be interesting because Williams, the freshman, Kalib Williams, is playing lights out. Okay, I think he threw for, what, 3 or 4 touchdowns last weekend? Playing lights out. So there are more games on this schedule. What if? Let's play what if.
Okay.
What if Williams gets hurt in the next 2 games? And you got to come back to your guy Rattler.
Right.
Okay. And hope that he can deliver, that he's not PO'd and pouting and everything else because he lost his job and he fell out of the Heisman race. I mean, he hears all of this from his people around him. Wouldn't that be an interesting story?
Yeah.
If it happened. I don't want it to happen to the kid. But it's football. Stuff happens.
Is there anybody left on Oklahoma's schedule that can beat them?
Because Okie State.
No, listen to this. I was shocked. I was shocked when I read this yesterday. Bobby, get ready to look this up for me. Oklahoma State, undefeated Oklahoma State, number 8 in the country, Oklahoma State, plays Iowa State this week. What's the number, Bob?
Give me a sec. I thought you were going to ask me Oklahoma State.
No. I know what the number is. I want verification. Oklahoma State at Iowa State.
Yeah, they're a dog. They're a 2-point dog, aren't they?
I think it's more than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was shocked because I didn't think Iowa State was having that good a year.
I'm looking at -6.5.
Yeah, I saw. That's exactly what I saw.
Is Iowa State a 1-loss team?
I thought what I saw yesterday was 7. The undefeated Cowboys, number 8 team, goes on the road and they're a touchdown dog. I don't think there's anybody that can beat Oklahoma.
Iowa State is a 1-loss team.
Yep. I tell you what, you don't underestimate Okie State.
And you don't underestimate those lines.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a rivalry game. And again, I think if you're coaching Oklahoma right now, you enjoy this little guy, Kalib Williams. You enjoy him, but you, in the back of your mind, you got to think, I got to put my arm around Rattler. Somebody's got to talk to Rattler.
Well,
because it could happen.
Yeah, and it also could happen that he's in the transfer portal.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So you know that's something you don't want to have happen as far as what other schools can use against you in recruiting. You don't want to have a Heisman candidate talking about a very high pick in the NFL draft being in the transfer portal. That wouldn't look too good for your program.
No, but here's what Lincoln Riley can say. I got Baker Mayfield, number 1 overall pick. I've got Kyler Murray, number 1 overall pick. I've got Jalen Hurts, second round pick, all in the NFL. Lincoln Riley's got ammo.
That's a good point.
It's a Rattler problem. That's what he can say.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want that controversy involved in your recruiting. But, yeah, he can come back and say, look, you know, that was a one-off.
And
we like him. He's a one-off, though.
And we were talking about the odds of winning the Heisman Trophy. Do you know who has the lowest odds of winning the MVP in the National Football League?
No.
Kyler Murray.
I was going to guess
has that. Has the shortest odds of winning the MVP right now.
Well, he was good against the Pumpkinheads on Sunday.
Yep, he's been good against everybody.
Did he start at Oklahoma or was one of those guys that transferred in?
I think he started at Oklahoma.
Okay, you're thinking of, was it Hurt that transferred?
Yeah, Hurt to Bama.
Well, Bobby, Correll not in very good shape ahead of the LSU game.
No, and if he doesn't play, I'm afraid the Heisman is going to probably elude him. I think it's Bryce Young's to lose if he doesn't play.
Yeah, I like that kid, Bryce Young at Alabama, but I don't know, man. It's hard to judge. It's really hard to judge. He's got some great receivers.
Remember, there was a time that the Heisman Trophy winner was always a senior, and then the running back from Ohio State won it as a junior.
Eddie George?
No.
Okay.
Now, who's the other really good running back? From Ohio.
Recently?
No, it's been 25, 30 years ago.
It wouldn't be Ezekiel Elliott.
No, no.
I was thinking.
Anyway, he won it twice. He won, and everybody thought, man, he won the Heisman as a junior, and now we're talking about a freshman,
Archie Griffin.
Thank you. And then now we're talking about a freshman winning the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, that's and he's got an advantage playing at Alabama. There's no question. All right, if he has a good year and they run the table and find a way to get to the playoffs, you know, the kids, he's at Alabama.
Let me tell you something. They're not getting to the playoffs.
I agree.
They are not getting to the playoffs because they can't beat Georgia.
But we're playing what if?
Oh,
I know they can't beat Georgia.
We're still playing what if?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. That's my team, Georgia.
No, you've had them number one from the very beginning, and there isn't anybody beating Georgia.
I don't think
Alabama. I might be wrong. We'll have to see how the Big Ten plays out. We'll have to see if Oklahoma goes undefeated. Oklahoma goes undefeated. I mean, they're a guaranteed lock. But I don't think a two-loss Alabama team gets into the playoffs, which hurts Kentucky. Because then, if Kentucky runs the table and Alabama has two losses, who goes to the Sugar Bowl?
Bama.
I think you're right.
Yeah, unfortunately. And Kentucky is projected now to play in the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, which is one of the bigger bowls that aren't the playoff bowls. So that would be a nice place for the Cats.
Is that a January 1 bowl?
Yes.
Bowl?
It's either January 1 or New Year's Eve. I think it's moved through both of them, but that would be interesting. Kentucky, big following in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And people would go to that.
Yeah, Kentucky travels about as well as anybody in the country.
Speaking of traveling, okay, you guys listen. Do you travel with golf balls in your pockets?
Only if I'm going to the Tennessee game.
There you go. $250,000 fine.
Which is
not enough. It's not enough.
No, which equates it to the students running on the field after a big win. Isn't that what Kentucky got fined by the
SEC? Dollar for dollar, that does.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can throw stuff at the coach, including a golf ball, which, I mean, am I wrong? You throw a golf ball at a guy, you're trying to hurt him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the same fine as the kids rushing the field. It's not.
You have no
close.
Intent to hurt anybody.
And no, not at all. I agree with you, Mike. That's not enough. They also said there were some conditions. I don't know what the conditions are. They got to have 500 policemen there to watch the crowd. But they did say, I think I read, there have been 47 people. I guess they're using video and maybe some snitches, maybe some moles. But I think they've arrested 47 people, and they keep looking. So, but I agree with you. That equates to the kids running on the field. That's not enough.
Mm-mm.
That's not enough.
Before we go, you mentioned Archie Griffin.
Right.
We talked about
well,
him.
Well, I didn't because I couldn't remember his name.
He was brought up.
Process mentioned Archie Griffin.
So I'm up at Ohio State a few years ago. And, of course, Bill Hoskett grew up in Dayton and played on the Olympic team. I think you knew Hoss. We played against him. And, he was at the game doing radio, so I had to go down and see him. I was up there on business. This guy said, you want to go? I got great seats. I said, sure. Okay, I had not been
and
to the new arena.
And Hoskett was doing radio?
Yeah, for Ohio State. He did it for
basketball.
A long time. Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. Yeah.
So I'm there. Archie Griffin comes up to talk to Hoss or somebody in this little group press side, press room row, and I wasn't sitting there. So I got introduced to him, and he's just a little guy. And he's fast now. He was fast and had the wiggle, as football people call it now. But I was amazed. He was about, I thought, maybe 5'9", at the most, 5'10", at the most. Very slender. And I thought, man, this guy, you know, he could run. And I just was amazed, because usually guys that play football have a tendency to put on weight when they get done, particularly running backs, because they're short and stocky. No, not Archie.
He was ready to put the pads on.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And he was working for the university there and trying to raise some money.
Good for him.
Seemed like a nice guy. Vision. If you've got vision, and everybody has one, that epic cross-country road trip, your dream wedding, that kitchen renovation for churning out next-level entrees. And the folks at Stockton Mortgage can help you achieve your vision. If you're a homeowner, then you may have heard that home values are on a rise in most areas. Take advantage of the historically low rates to refinance your home mortgage, to get cash out and finance your dreams. Give the folks over at Stockton Mortgage a call today, or get started by going online at Stockton.com, NMLS 8259, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, Equal Housing Lender.
You're locked on Stockton Mortgage Sports Talk with Dan Issel and Mike Pratt, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Dan and Mike.
You know, Dan, we talked about in the last half an hour a lot of different things football-wise and different teams, okay? We talked about your boys. You like Oklahoma? You like them?
No, I think I'm hoping they get beat, because I don't think they're that good. When I looked at how close they played a couple of their early teams, you know, that was still when Rattler was starting, but they played Nebraska very close. Who else did they have? It was real, real close. They got way down to Texas and had to rally to beat Texas. I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're championship material, but I think there's a real good chance they wind up, if they go undefeated, they'll wind up in the championship playoffs.
Well, they're 7-0, and you're right about all that, and they're risking their 7-0 record Saturday on the road, Lawrence, Kansas, to Kansas.
Yeah, that'll be a close one.
You think you're going to watch that one?
Kansas is terrible. Not bad. They're terrible.
Yeah, you got to go back. Before we get into our Dirty Dozen picks or rankings, kind of an interesting game, Clemson and Pitt. Pitt's pretty good.
Clemson isn't.
Yeah, they really struggle.
How quickly did they fall, Mike? I mean, they I watched some of that game. They barely beat Syracuse. Yeah. I watched some of that game. I mean, they're not very talented. The Dr. Pepper poster boy is awful.
Ukulele.
Yeah, he's awful. And they're undisciplined. They take stupid penalties. How they fell as quickly as they fell. Weren't they number three in the preseason rankings?
Oh, yeah.
But, boy, did they fall fast, and they're not very good at all.
Yeah, that is
– Where is that game? Pitt or
– Pitt. It's at Pitt, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, they may lose that game.
No, well, absolutely. You know, and Crean's boys are entertaining Ohio State.
There's a lot of – I mean, you mentioned Oklahoma – playing Kansas. There's a lot of one-sided games this week in the top 10. Cincinnati plays Navy. That shouldn't be much of a problem.
Shouldn't be
for them. You just mentioned Ohio State plays Indiana. Michigan plays Northwestern.
Where's that game?
I think it's in Michigan.
Okay.
I think it's at Michigan. Penn State plays Illinois. Michigan State has a bye. So there's not Oregon, who is number 10. I think I saw this correctly. They play at UCLA, and they're a dog.
Yep.
They're a dog. So the number eight, the number eight and number 10 teams play on the road this week and are underdogs, both of them. So, the teams that are still in the conversation for the championship, they don't have much opposition this week.
Well, to your point about Clemson and how quickly they've kind of lost their juice, that league is wide open, the ACC, because Clemson's just mediocre this year, okay? So you got Pitt, you got NC State in that league, and you have Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Wake Forest is...
And they skated by...
I think they're playing Army, though, this weekend.
Skin of their teeth last week.
I think they're playing at Army. Mm. That's not a place you want to play. But, before we run out of time, let's get to our Dirty Dozen.
I have a sneaking suspicion that you want to do this because you've had Georgia number one
from
the very beginning. So,
Was there anything they did that did not impress you Saturday?
No. I don't think there's not a team I've seen in college football that can warm them up. So, no, I agree. You were 100% right.
So, give me. Run down for me your Dirty Dozen.
Top 12?
Yep. Run down for me.
Right down the list.
Support them. Yeah.
Right down
the list. Absolutely. You can go 12 up. I don't care.
Don't give any explanation. Just
No. I want you to explain why you – if you have a like.
Explain it to me, Lucy.
That's right, Lucy. Where are you, Lucy, when I need you?
Okay. I'm sure we're very similar because I'm very similar to the – to the AP poll, I have, except I don't have Oklahoma as high because of what I just mentioned. Number two, I have Cincinnati. They've got a really nice win. Notre Dame on the road. I think they run the table, and I think somehow they get messed over and get left out of the championship series. But I have Cincinnati number two. Number three, I have Ohio State. Ever since that loss to Oregon, they've been pretty dominant. I don't know if they can run the table against Penn State, Michigan State, and Michigan, but I have them number three. Number four, I have Alabama. That might be a little high for them. They go into Tennessee this week. Number five, I have Oklahoma. And I just don't think they're that good, but I think they've got a great chance of going undefeated and playing in the championship series. Number six, I have Penn State, who has Illinois this week. Number seven, I have Michigan. So I have Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. Number eight, Oklahoma State, but that might be high if they're going to be a touchdown dog at Iowa State. Michigan State, number nine, they have a bye. But again, and this is why I think if Kentucky runs the table, Mike, I think they wind up in the top 10 in the final rankings.
Because
Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State, and Michigan State, they all can't stay in the top 10. Somebody's got to come out of there because somebody's going to lose, and somebody's going to lose twice probably.
I think that's Michigan State. But go ahead.
Number 10, I have Oregon, who, again, we just talked about is an underdog at UCLA. Number 11, Iowa, who they had the whole thing just right at their fingertips and get killed by Purdue. And at number 12, I have the University of Kentucky Wildcats.
All right, there you go. You're rolling. Well, I have at the top all year long have the Georgia Bulldogs. And I won't change that. And they're deserving. Number two, I've got the Oklahoma Sooners. Even with a quarterback controversy, That's a pretty good football team. And at number three, I have Cincinnati. And, you know, I've been on the Cincinnati train all year.
Yep.
And I hope that if they run the table, they don't get shafted, because it would be good to see a team like that and a team from our geographical area.
It'd be great. Yeah. If they don't make it, who was it? I think it was Pick said, if they don't make it, if they go undefeated, with that caveat, if they go undefeated and are not included in the championship series, everybody outside of the Power Five might as well quit playing football, because they'll never have a chance to win a championship.
Until they expand the playoffs. That's the trick. They should have done it a long time ago. At number four, I've got Alabama. I do that very gingerly. I'm not so sure how good Alabama is this year. I know they don't have the defense that we've been accustomed to seeing. Got a young defense. Got wiped out through the NFL draft. I get that. But I got them at four for right now. At five, I have Okie State.
All right, wow.
I think they're pretty good.
Oklahoma State at number five.
Yes, sir. I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
They can't be the fifth best team in the country if they're a touchdown underdog at Iowa State.
Well, that's a fair point. We'll see, but that's a fair point. Okay. Ohio State at six. Yeah, they're playing well.
Yep.
After that Oregon loss.
Yep.
And they've seemed to stay injury-free with key players, Dan. So I'm going to stick them up there at six, maybe a little too high.
Have a Heisman candidate at quarterback.
Indeed they do. Now at seven, I've got Oregon, and I've got Ohio State ahead of Oregon, even though Oregon won that game, but they've had a lot of injuries to key players, Oregon has.
Is Thibodeau even back playing?
No, he's not playing. I think he's out for the year.
Wow.
The defensive end.
That kills him.
Yep.
That kills him.
Some people touting that kid for Heisman.
Yeah, well, he was easily in all of the – and we know how much the preseason stuff matters. But he was the almost unanimous defensive player of the year in the preseason stuff.
And he's still considered probably the number one overall pick in the draft.
Wow.
Still?
Probably, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Michigan, I got at eight, the Fighting Jim Harbaughs. And, you know, they're pretty good this year. He's got a nice mix of his offense. He's got a good running game. And his quarterback is adequate enough to keep you honest. But, boy, defensively, they've gotten much better. They've gotten much better. So I've got them at eight. Nine, I have Penn State. Maybe a little high. I don't know. The quarterback is out, I believe. And I don't know how long he's out, Clifford, but he's out. But I've got him at nine. Michigan State at 10. They will fall from there because they have that schedule where they play Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. And so I've got them there now. 11, I have Mississippi. Your guy, process.
Mackerel.
Ole Miss.
Yep, I've got him at 11 now. If Mackerel doesn't play, you know, this could be a tough weekend for him.
It'll be interesting to see how fired up LSU is.
Yeah.
With Coach O being out, being a lame duck. What do you call it? Dead man walking.
Dead man walking.
It'll be interesting to see how those players respond, because there's no question they have the talent.
And to your point, they responded like you would want against Florida at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knew what was going on. The Peripheria was on fire. And they came out and played their brains out.
Yeah, they did.
Now, are they going to take a step backwards because it's all become official? Coach O's going. It's official now. I don't know. They got a lot of injuries. Team's got talent, but a lot of key injuries. Now, at 12, okay, I have Wake Forest. I put them there they're undefeated, and they're leading the ACC, the best team in the ACC. I got them right there at 12. And, of course, 12 could be 20 after 1 week.
Wake Forest is one of the 12 best football teams in the country, I'll eat your hat, Michael. Oh, man. Why did you want to divulge our Dirty Dozen when you had such bad picks in there?
Well, wait a minute. We'll wait till after this weekend. Process, you liked my picks, didn't you?
I mean, up until, you know, Wake Forest to be there. We've stepped into the Twilight Zone, man.
Look, they're 6-0. Kentucky's 6-1. I would have loved to put Kentucky in there. But
Wake So Forest, you wait, whoa. You think Wake Forest is a better football team than UK?
No, I think they're probably just like UK. I think they're
Michael.
Yeah, I do. I think so. Hey, our defense is a sieve. We've got injuries on defense, okay? Give me a break, man.
If we played Wake Forest, we'd be 2 touchdown favorites. Are you kidding me?
And I would take Wake Forest. No. Well, I say that, and here I am defending Wake Forest. But I want to tell you, this might be my upset special.
Uh-oh.
I'm priming it right now.
Your double hammer lock?
Double hammer lock. Yes, sir. At Army, okay? Army's 4-2, all right? Wake Forest, according to the computer, has a 65% chance of winning. But they're playing at Army. And I just think that could be an upset. I really do.
So you're telling me they're the 12th best team in the country, but they might lose to Army?
Here's a line. You want the line?
Yeah.
-3.5 in favor of Wake.
Okay. I'm telling you, the triple option is what Army runs. And if you're not used to it, it's always hard
to defend. But you're contradicting yourself. You think Army's the 11th best team in the country?
No, I'm just – wait a minute now. I'm giving Wake Forest credit for being 6-0. Okay, how about SMU? Where do you have SMU?
I've known you. How long have I known you? 53 years? 54 years? And in that time, you said some really dumb things, but I think you just topped it. Wake Forest number 12.
Well, I'll tell you
what. Oh, my goodness.
You know, we'll see. If they run that table, we'll see. Hey, they're the best team in the ACC, okay? Give them a little credit for being the best team in the ACC, and we'll see. But my boys, Coastal Carolina. I'm going to have to say that. See, you don't
now,
even
see,
like
you could have said Coastal Carolina number 12.
You would have dogged me for
no,
that,
no,
too.
No. Well, yeah, yes, I would have. I would have, but not as bad as Wake Forest.
Well, they are 6-0.
Yes. Okay?
And they got a nice ball club. I've watched them on TV parts of.
But they don't have and they're not much of a favorite over Appalachia State.
Is Appy that State.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they're only – what's that, Bobby? They're only 3 or 4, aren't they? I was surprised at how little it was.
The game is up at Boone. It's been a very difficult place to play for a lot of teams. Just getting to Boone, you know, it's hard getting to Boone. Can't fly into Boone, brother.
That takes some effort right there.
Yeah, and you hope it doesn't snow unless you're going skiing. But they play Thursday night.
Coastal Carolina -4.
Yeah, I was surprised it was that little.
They're playing Thursday night at Happy Appy. Yeah,
but they don't have Coastal Carolina doesn't have anywhere near a signature win like Cincinnati.
Nobody will play them. I mean, nobody's going to play them. They don't want to take a chance. I mean, it ain't going to happen, just like in basketball. I mean, they're sitting up there in Lexington. They're sitting over here in Louisville, and they're looking at people they can play over the next few years, and there's people they don't want to play. I mean, Duke doesn't want to play in Rupp. Kentucky didn't want to play at Duke. They're just not going to play.
So they play in Madison Square Garden.
Exactly. You know, so for Coastal Carolina to get anybody, I think BYU, because they were an independent last year, flew in there and played Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, they did. And they replaced some games. Some game got canceled because of COVID. And so BYU went in there and replaced somebody.
Yep. And so I don't know if Coastal Carolina is even filled. I mean, football goes out so many years. But I don't know if Coastal's filled out their schedule. And I don't know if they put it, you know, out for public consumption. I'll guarantee you, there's nobody going to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, North Myrtle Beach to play these guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're just not. But they're good.
And Wake Forest, I mean, they're going to have the same problem. I mean, if they're the 12th best team in the country, nobody's going to want to play them either.
Well, you know what? You've been giving me an awful. And I don't even care about Wake Forest, except I'm pulling my buns off for Wake Forest.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel and Wake Forest. See you all tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.